Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Anthony, did you say that you had a wrestling identity that you had, kind of in the chamber if you were ever to go that route?
Yes. Yes, if I hadn't gotten injured, I was going to. Well, not injured. I had surgery. I gave up a kidney, and they specifically said you cannot do sports like full contact stuff anymore. That's an overshare, but I just realized after I said I had a surgery, it made it sound like something with my dick. I assumed it was something with
my dick. No, yeah. Is that what it
sounds like? All right, you've met us.
Is that what
you assumed it was a dick thing?
I mean, I'm also anxious, so I just assume everybody thinks I'm talking about my dick all the time. Yeah. That's a thing, right? That's a symptom.
I got a surgery. You may have heard of it.
Waleed, yeah. I was doing it like that.
But yeah, no, the gimmick was going to be my character's name was just Depressed, so they'd say, like, coming out at 5'6 and 140 pounds, he's depressed, and I would come out in like a bathrobe and like a microwave, and I would have a frozen Hot Pocket in my hand. Oh. My finisher was, if I could get the Hot Pocket in the microwave and turn it on, I could like bite into it and like blind somebody with it.
Oh yeah, that hot tomato sauce.
Yeah, and I would cry if I won.
Let's get that kidney back in you.
Where we're gonna pick up today is a not-so-normal day at Bottoms Up, because y'all are freaking out because Anthony, your insurance guy, is coming to Bottoms Up.
From episode one?
Yeah. So, full disclosure, Ben or Seb, you referenced our insurance guy, Anthony, as a throwaway, and we thought, how fun would it be if we got the Anthony Birch to be the Anthony, the insurance guy, to come and do it. And we're so happy that this is actually happening.
Oh my God, dream come true.
I'm going to plug Anthony Birch in, and just in general, as an awesome, fun person and a great dude to hang with, but also... Also,
I thought you were going to say lay. I swear to God, I thought you were going to say great lay, and I don't know why.
Well, you know why. It's because you are. We're so happy to have Anthony on the podcast because he's got an amazing podcast of his own that I'm personally a very, very big fan of. It's called Dungeons and Daddies, and it'll make you laugh, it'll make you cry, and fall in love with every single character on it. It's fucking awesome. Check it out if you haven't already. Dungeons and Daddies. They're in their season 2 right now. And yes. They're just getting started over there. Season 1 was an incredible, incredible journey, and season 2 is just getting started.
Thank you.
So thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you for having me, even if it is just because somebody offhandedly said my name. I'll take any invitation, doesn't matter how it got to my door.
Yeah, we don't need to like minimize. It's nice that he's here.
No,
right?
The
he's
damage is done. It's fine.
No, Ben really fucked us. He really put us in a corner with that one.
Way
like,
to
we
go,
have
Ben.
To get an Anthony now.
I get it. I'm the hateable one of the group. I get it.
Sweet. So back to our story. Y'all are freaking out because Anthony the insurance guy is coming, and you're pretty worried that he's not going to approve your claim because it's about the 6th piss fire you guys have had in under a calendar year that's completely your fault and isn't covered by your insurance on paper. So you're really going to have to do some good smooth talking to convince him otherwise. And he's been pretty pissed with you in the past, and you've already gone through like 8 strikes with him. So it's not looking good. Now, I want to pick up where you've seen that Anthony has just arrived outside of Bottoms Up and is standing outside of Bottoms Up before he comes in. And he's with his partner, and you guys are all rushed to the window just to kind of see what mood Anthony is in. And you can't hear anything of the conversation that's happening so far. But that's where we're going to pick up. So quiet on set, sound speeding, and we're rolling.
Dice!
Anthony, don't go. Anthony!
Oh, no. He left. The door just closed.
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
Okay, guys, I think it looks pretty good in here, but maybe we should put out the active piss fire that is happening behind us.
It's my best work of art, though.
I know. It looks great. And this, I can see that the scorch marks are spelling your name incorrectly, but still spelling your name, and it does look cool.
It doesn't matter what we do. We cannot get rid of the smell. The smell will give us away every time. It's horrible.
And at least the fire sort of takes care of this. It smells worse when it's not on fire. So, like, we got to smother it or something.
Wow. God, they're so good looking. Look at them. Look at
Beef,
them.
Let me give you a boost.
Yeah. Could you boost me up? Oh, a 3-piece suit. Man, these guys are serious.
Beef, why don't you roll a d20 for perception? Why don't you roll a perception roll?
I got an 8.
Cool. All you can tell is that there's a smile on Anthony's face. He looks pretty happy, actually. And that's odd. Typically, when he's coming to see y'all, he's f***ing pissed. So.
Oh, our guy Tony must be having a good day. He's smiling. He's giggling.
Okay, well, that's good news, I guess. Maybe we'll get lucky.
All of a sudden, from outside, you see that Anthony actually gets down on one knee.
Oh my God. Oh my God, a proposal! Chalice throws Beef.
Chalice throws Beef.
Okay, come on. You made a crater in the wall. We're out of posters.
Beef is in the fire. Beef is in the fire. Oh, he's putting it out. Okay. Oh. Good job, Beef.
Oh my God, did you guys look, he's proposing.
And so it seems like Anthony's in the middle of a speech, a very heartfelt, sincere speech. And everyone who's watching, roll perception.
9.
14.
Oh, 5.
12.
Cool. You all think this is going really well. Like, this looks like, like it's an impassioned speech, and there's a lot of emotion happening, and you assume that it's really good.
Are we the luckiest people in the world, or what?
We will be coming in off of
the high of a proposal. We might get an invite to the wedding. This is the best day of my life.
Oh my God, should we give him champagne? Should we get the
champagne? I'm running.
It's amazing.
And then you see the person that Anthony is proposing to break away from Anthony, take a step back, no longer holding Anthony's hand, and they start shaking their head no.
They can't believe it. They cannot believe what's happening.
Yes, they are shocked.
They're saying, no, there's no way that this is happening.
Oh my God.
And then the person that Anthony had just proposed to starts shaking their head no continuously. Anthony stands up to follow and kind of plead his case, it looks like. That's what the case might be right now. And she gets into a carriage, closes the door, and it goes away. And Anthony is left there, standing in the mud, arms at his side, shoulders slumped, and he starts heading back towards the front door of Bottoms Up.
Oh my gosh, she must be telling her family.
Yeah, she's so excited.
She's so excited. She immediately had to run and go tell her parents.
Okay, guys, we should say when he comes in, we should go, surprise,
we'll
you're
say
married!
Surprise. We'll all scream yeah, surprise.
Say surprise.
There's a knock at the door.
Come in.
Anthony enters.
Surprise! Oh my God, congratulations!
Happy marriage.
Can I stay the night?
Of course. Is she coming back?
She left me.
She left to get a snack?
Yeah, she has a snack at work. His name is Brutus. Oh, she likes guys that don't look like birds in three-piece suits.
Oh, my God. Oh. I don't know if we actually have any rooms open.
Sure. Yes, we have a room for you, buddy. Stay as long as you want, buddy.
It smells like piss. Why does it smell like piss?
It's you. It's just you.
I pissed myself too. Oh, that's another reason she said she's leaving me. Because I pissed myself. Big baby. My name's Anthony Burchett. I'm a big pissy baby.
Hey, Seb, and he can stay for free, right, Seb? Seb?
I'm in the basement trying to find nice bubbly.
No, Seb.
All right, fine. I'll go for the good stuff. I'm still looking, though. There's a lot of broken glass down here.
Janice loved bubbly.
Oh, God. Well, hey, you know what? Cut your losses. Her name was Janice.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
Is the sound of the wind singing in the trees Janice? Oh. The mere mention of her name could send me off to an amorous slumber from which I wish never to wake.
Okay, all right. Did somebody say bubbly? And I pop the cork, and I will accidentally hit Anthony square in the eye.
Anthony pisses himself again.
Oh, hey, save it for the bachelor party, you freaking dog.
Wait. No, that's a great idea. Maybe that's the perfect idea. We give him a bachelor party.
Are you high? From the piss fumes?
I'm a little high from the piss fumes, but maybe we give him like a forever bachelor party.
Yeah, and then Janice will see how cool he is and come back.
Okay. Yeah, let's start with Seb. Anthony's going to stay here for free for the night.
Now I'm getting what's happening here. All right. Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
We cut to 1 month later. Anthony has stayed with you this entire time and has not left.
Oh my God.
He is 100% in sad sat mode and is absolutely making life miserable for the entire game and for the entire bar. It's terrible for business. It's terrible for all of you personally. And you want this situation to stop. And for the most part, what you need to do at this point is try to get Anthony back on his feet. Yeah. So I want to pick up a month later as Anthony shuffles down to the bar, around noon, as he usually does, as he has for the last 30 days. And Anthony, do you want to describe kind of what you look like now that your character is in the throes of his sad boy lifestyle?
Yeah, Anthony is a kenku, which is a walking humanoid bird that stands upright on 2 feet, shorter than an average one, and usually would wear a too tight suit and tie, but now in the throes of misery is just wearing a bathrobe that you have not seen washed once in the month that he's been here. He doesn't even keep it like closed, like tied in front of the light. You just see a lot of bird feather.
It's real loose. Yeah.
So right before Anthony came down, y'all were having a little discussion about how much of a problem this is and what you're going to do to try to fix it.
Okay, nose goes for who's going to tell Anthony to shower. 1, 2, 3.
Nose goes.
Not me. Not it.
Nose.
Okay, fine.
Seb.
What do I say to him? Do I say that he won the lottery and that he gets to take the shower today or something like that?
Oh, that's pretty good. You could also just sneak up on him with like a bucket of water and just drench him. Maybe say it's a prank or something.
I'm going to try both. I'm going to do both. I'm sneaking up. You won the lottery and get to bathe today.
Birds don't do well. You have to. I immediately have a heart attack.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Seb, can you heal him?
I'm freaking out, but yes.
Well, yeah, why don't you do like a medicine check on him and see if you can tell what's going on?
15 plus 3, 18.
Cool. So you can tell that he is in cardiac arrest right now.
Oh, his heart is broken.
Okay. but seriously, I think we got to do something. All right. Everybody, get on this rug and rub your feet really, really fast in your socks. Everyone do it. Everyone do it.
Okay. Don't mind if I do.
Would it be wrong while he's having this heart attack if we just bathe him now?
Order of operations. We
got okay, okay.
God, he must smell so bad for beef to be bothered with how bad he smells.
I can't, man. Only one stinky guy in this house.
Are you all going to try to rub your feet, get as much static electricity, and then touch him all at the same time to yes. reset his
heart? Yeah, with your tone, Sean. Of course. That's just
of
science.
Of course we're going to do that.
Of course you,
what did
moron.
You think?
I want all of you to roll.
Medicine? Are we all rolling medicine?
Sure.
Okay. I rolled a 4.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
that's 22.
14.
I got a nat 20.
Oh! Okay.
Boom!
That is definitely enough to give a real good shock to Anthony's system and restart, jump kick his heart. And he kind of shoots up sitting forward and his eyes are super alert. And then they slowly fall back into very sad eyes and tears well up in them because he remembers that he's alive again and life is pain.
I'm alive. I'm alive.
Well, at least it's harder to identify the tears because you're covered in water.
Okay.
Perspective. You've been given a second chance, huh? How about, what about that?
A second chance. You know what? Hit me with another bucket of water. I was at peace for a brief moment. The word Janice was nowhere in my brain.
We're not going to murder you. Love yeah. that idea, though. Love that we're brainstorming.
Yeah, love that.
That
for you, girl.
We're all going to come up with an idea, and that's your idea. And that's a good one. It is a good one. We'll just do that one last.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm pretty sure, like, we could just skip to the end, but if that's what you think, I'm just trying to save you time.
Man, this guy is so sad.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going through a breakup. We gotta get him happy again, please.
Something has to be done. No, down here. Something has to be done. He keeps sad eating all of the food in the kitchen. It's insane. It's
insane. Is this anybody's?
That's me.
I'm gonna have
this. Put me down.
No, I'm gonna have this.
That's Jennifer.
Down the hatch.
That's our sous chef.
Yeah, that's our friend Jennifer. Put her down.
Okay, Jennifer's gonna roll to see if she can catch your teeth before she goes down your throat.
Jennifer.
For dexterity. She rolled a 3, so she goes down your throat.
Oh, no.
Are you guys going to try to Heimlich her out?
Everybody.
We all rub our feet again.
Rub your feet, yeah. We got to stop his heart so we can get Jennifer out.
Okay. Also, Anthony, Jennifer starts kind of clawing at like the inside of your throat and stomach.
Oh, spicy.
Okay. It's still staying in there.
Yeah, I want to shock Jennifer out of Anthony.
I want to cause fear on you as you try to do that. It's a first level necromancy spell. You have to succeed a wisdom saving throw, become frightened of me until the spell ends, which means you have to spend your whole turn trying to get as far away from me as possible.
Oh my God.
Ooh, this guy wants to stay sad.
I do have a -1 in wisdom, so this is perfect. Okay, I rolled a 4, so 3.
Yeah, that's not going to do it.
Oh no.
So then Chip, you immediately become terrified of Anthony in this moment.
Yeah, I sprint away.
Oh. The devil! The devil! That's our bouncer.
Well, watch him. Look at him bounce now.
Oh, he can't even tell a joke without crying.
Beef, I think you could do it. If anyone could cheer anyone up, it's you. Every time I'm sad, I just look over at you, Beef, and you're doing the weirdest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? Maybe I'll just sit Tony down and you say some stuff and maybe I'll turn him around. Hey, Tony, you want to join me up on my stage right here in my office?
I was planning on going to the bathroom and locking the door and staying in there for 45 minutes.
Sounds fun, my dude. But maybe first, we come up on stage and tune some of my little lutes with me, huh?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, just take one of these lutes. How's that feel in your hands?
This is what real men feel like. Holding a romantic instrument with which they could serenade their beloved.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, you could serenade anyone. You
know, serenade.
Serenade. Yes.
Wait, is serenade here? Oh my God, he's so hot. Where's serenade?
You hear from the echoes of Anthony's throat.
Serenade is here.
Where is serenade?
I gotta meet serenade. Yes, but you know, you have the romance inside of you. my young man. You're beautiful looking. Don't mind me saying that.
No, I don't mind being lied to. I could live with being lied to.
It's not a lie. Hey, Beef, I can't lie. Me, this little guy down here, I could never lie.
I'm going to roll insight. I got a natural one.
Oh, nice.
That's right. I call it like I sees it.
I guess you do.
I see a big bird man who really knows what he likes. You like ketchup, right?
You know I love ketchup. Well, I mean, I love it in that it's the only condiment that you have in your pantry that doesn't smell like piss, so I've pretty much just drinking that straight from the bottle. Love is maybe a strong word.
Exactly. Love is like ketchup. It's not piss.
It feels like piss to me.
Hey, but I got a laugh out of you.
There's a couple of people in the audience. One guy leans over to the other and he's like, is this like performance art or something?
So I think tonight, Tony, I think tonight for bar service, I'd love for you to write a little song for the crowd.
Oh.
And maybe serenade a beautiful woman in the bar.
Okay. You think I could do that?
I think you definitely can do it. You know what? Okay. I don't even think. Because I don't. I know.
Okay. I guess I'll lock myself in the bathroom and write lyrics instead of doing the thing that I normally do in the bathroom for 45 minutes.
See, that seems productive to me.
Get me out of here before he goes to the bathroom.
Anthony hits himself on the chest and goes, sorry, indigestion. I'm sorry.
Oh! Okay, so Anthony walks off to the bathroom and y'all four regroup. Right now, Beef, you're pretty uncertain that you've changed the mood of Anthony at all. So y'all are going to put your heads together as far as like, okay, who's got the next idea type thing.
Okay, guys, I'm 100% sure that it's bad. It's bad.
I thought you were going to say that you did it. You're 100% sure it's bad? We knew it was bad.
I don't know, guys. I spent a whopping, what was that, a full minute with that guy?
I thought you started to tickle him a little bit up there. What do you mean it's bad?
We've been with him for a month. We know he's sad.
Yeah. Before you went over there, you said you had a 100% success rate with stuff like this.
Well, you know, 100 can mean a lot of different things, good and bad.
No, it can't.
It
really can't.
All right, you know what? I'm just going to go listen to the bathroom door. Maybe he's writing a great song.
Okay, let's go.
Let's just go.
And they like sort of stack their heads on top of each other and listen at the door.
Don't masturbate. Don't masturbate. Don't masturbate. Just write the song. Just write the lyrics. It's not going to be a problem. Just write the lyrics.
It's not a bad song.
It's pretty good so far.
I mean, this is going exactly how I thought it was going to go. All right.
I mean, it's very similar to a lot of Beef songs, but
yeah,
that's
don't
okay.
Don't masturbate. Don't masturbate. Yeah.
All right, what rhymes with Janice? Janice, you're my. I'm a fanist of you.
Oh, he's trying to win her back. This is sad.
So
Anthony, because Anthony's a warlock, he gets his powers from a pact with a supreme deity, a dark deity, and that deity is all women that he worships. So he closes his eyes and goes, wonderful. Beautiful women, strong, intelligent, three-dimensional, capable women, please.
Yes!
Your wisdom onto me. Please. I don't know how to rhyme. I can't. Nothing rhymes with Janice that's not a weird slant rhyme.
And do they answer your call?
No. No. They have never answered his call, not once.
They're busy. They're probably busy.
They have things to do. They're three-dimensional characters with their own stories.
Well, there's a three-dimensional rat woman inside you right now who's got a few minutes to talk about lyrics if you want.
Fine.
Oh, every time that happens, it's like a fun water slide, I tell you what.
A water slide that goes up?
That's at least what I think that they're like. Anyways, all great lyrics come from truth. And right now you're hurting. So I think don't run away from that. You know, lean in to the pain that you're feeling if you want to write a great song.
Mm. You know what? That's a good idea. And I shove Jennifer back into my mouth. All right. My song is going to be called Everybody Hurts. And the lyrics go like this. If you want to be my girlfriend, you have to get with my friends. Friendship lasts forever.
marriage never ends. I get knocked down, and then I get up again. This is the chorus.
I've never heard a lyric that just says, this is the chorus.
All right, this is not going well. Chip kicks down the door. I want to kick down the bathroom door.
Roll to kick it down.
Okay. Strength check?
Yeah.
Non-natural 20.
Sweet. So the door breaks off its hinges, and Chip's standing there.
Enough! Okay?
I'm busy. I'm in here. I specifically told you never to come in here when I'm here, no matter what you hear.
No. I don't want to hear it. We're going to go have some fun. And I grab him by his neck, and I drag him, and I pull him out, and I want to bring him to like somewhere with games, like a Dave and Buster's.
We're going to Dave and Buster's.
We're going to Dave and Buster's.
You're going to Dave Batista's. You're going to Dave Batista's. Okay. And it's a guy that looks like Drax, runs it. He's got like a big kind of barbarian type shaved head. And it's only a couple storefronts down, actually. And there's a bunch of games in there that are all made of like tactile, different little tiny monsters and stuff. So like the whack-a-mole that they have there is kind of like whack-a-mole, but it's these like nasty, gnarly looking little bat-like creatures that come out of these holes that you have to try to hit with a hammer. A lot of stuff like that going on in there. And of course, a lot of chances to win some tickets. And yeah, it's open for business and fairly crowded. Is the whole crew going?
Yes.
Yeah, we're all going.
I have to.
Chalice and Beef immediately walk over to whatever the equivalent of Dance Dance Revolution is. They have the high score there. That's another episode that like we haven't seen.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
They have the high score.
That's where we are primarily.
We make a beeline.
I grab Chip by his collar and I say, look, I know what you're trying to do. I know you're trying to cheer me up, but I just want you to remember that I'm still your insurance agent. And if I don't have a good time here, I'm turning down every single last claim you've made on that piss-smelling ass bar.
Okay, I grab him right back. We're both holding each other now. And I say, that's exactly why I brought you here. Okay, you're an insurance guy, right?
Uh-huh.
So the one thing you like is numbers, risk assessment. That's what games is, pal. That's what games is.
All right, what's the most risk assessment-y, number-y, crunchy game in here?
I like that.
You can roll for perception.
Okay. I do roll a 2. So.
The game that you see is the game where a guy's got a hammer and he hits a thing and the thing goes up and almost, if you hit it really hard, it'll hit a bell at the top.
Yeah. See, there you go. Okay. Assess your percentages or whatever. Okay. Put your numbers on top of each other. Carry the one, whatever you need to do. Just smack that thing.
Carry the one. I have a -1 modifier to my strength, so that's what I'll be carrying, but I guess I'll give it a try. Patui, he spits onto his wings.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't have hands.
Oh, no. The hammer doesn't stay in his hands because they're wings and they're not articulated. Yeah, I got a 12.
Okay, so the little metal piece that runs up the scale goes about halfway, a little over. And right next to it, in words, it says, not enough to sustain a marriage. That's the text that's there.
What are you doing, Jeff?
Oh, so specific.
I nudge a nearby woman that's like standing beside you. I'm like, hey, pretty strong, right? Check this guy out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is my good bud, Anthony.
Oh.
A pleasure.
He's he's an insurance guy, let's just say.
Oh, insurance. That's a steady line of work.
What's your name?
It's Kimmy.
Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Kimmy. Yeah, maybe I could buy you two a drink.
Is this a threesome thing? Is this whole bar a polycule? Is that why it's so weird?
I mean, I'm not against it. I've been known to dabble and dibble, both dibble and dabble.
He never has been in one.
I in the first episode, I was in a threesome.
We're not sure they didn't just fall asleep.
That's not fully, we'd never confirmed.
That is canon. Mm-hmm. I have a threesome and that is canon.
A threesome with a canon.
More like
Anthony.
I just want to say, all the while this is happening, there is a crowd forming around Chalice and Beef because our numbers are skyrocketing on Dave.
We're amazing.
Instead of arrows, it's just like, it's four birds. And like every time you step on them, they go, wah, 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 wah.
That's
which
offensive.
Is particularly offensive because Anthony's a bird.
Yeah, I'm looking at that just crying. I feel like them.
I mean, okay. I actually just got out of like a long-term relationship. So,
oh, that's perfect. I mean, that's great.
Meeting people would be nice.
That's so good.
Oh.
Because that's exactly what he's going
it's
through.
Actually really hard.
No, it's perfect. It's so, that's so good to hear.
Were you in love with Janice 2?
I don't know who Janice 2 is.
The sequel is not as good as the first. Unlike Paddington.
Oh, no, but this breakup is kicking my ass. My friends had to force me out.
Same.
I don't even want to be here, honestly.
I bring them two drinks, and I'm, like, smirking the whole time, and I'm, like, a little kid who's so happy, and I, like, put them in front of them and, like, slink away, and I'm so excited.
So what do you do, Kim Kenny, Kimmy?
Yeah, I actually, it's a pretty boring job. I'm in logistics.
What does that mean?
It's just moving things from point A to point B, and I figure out the best way to do that, whether we're going to use air, like get a dragon to do it, or to go underground through the tunnels using dwarves.
Can I kiss you? I feel like we have a connection.
Oh, my God.
I
no.
asked. I'm a feminist. I'm an ally. You what?
You asked while you were, like, thrusting towards
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but you have good reflexes. I could tell if it was a no, you could dodge.
Kimmy, Kim, is this guy bothering you?
I mean, everything was kind of going pretty well, and then, like, he came with this really crazy, sad, aggressive energy.
That's my brand! With two wing feathers pointing at myself.
No. Oh, no.
This guy's sad.
Honestly, it's making me feel a lot better about my situation, so.
Totally. You want to go get Frozio?
Let's get Frozios. Yeah, let's
Elizabeth,
go.
Have you ever met a woman before?
Not on this podcast. No. That's canon. That is canon.
That is canon.
I'm crying.
That is canon.
I was one of the women in the threesome.
Okay, so after the gang's done wrapping things up at Dave and Batista's, they head back to Bottoms Up to lick their wounds, both physical and metaphysical.
You guys, I knew I should have gone first. You know nothing about love, so you know what? I'll fix it. Chalice has to fix it.
What do you... Mine worked. He's fixed.
Did it? Because look at him. And he's literally in a puddle on the ground that he made with his own tears. A puddle!
I'm doing the backstroke. Doing a circle.
Chalice is going to go upstairs to her room, and she opens a trunk, and she's just like pulling out like scarves and various wigs and gowns and dresses, and then she's like, oh, this'll do. And she comes down the stairs 5 minutes later, and she is, to the best of her ability, dressed herself up as Janice.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's not what I was expecting.
God,
it's
no.
gonna work! What are you guys doing?
No. Chalice, no. Chalice.
Chalice, please.
What?
Oh, what are you doing? He's on the edge. He
this
is on the edge.
Work.
No, beef. Let her do it.
Does anyone remember what Janice's voice sounded like?
Actually, I do remember what she sounded like. She sounded like this. That's what she sounded like.
Yeah, that is what she sounded like. And she snorted when she laughed. She would snort really hard when she laughed, too.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, kind of like that.
I got it. This is going to be great. You're welcome, everybody.
Thank you so much for this. Honestly,
you know
Chalice.
What? Thank you.
Chalice,
actually, thank you.
Thank you so thank much you. For this moment. Thank
Anthony,
you.
Anthony, cough me up. I don't want to miss this. Please let me see this train wreck.
Do I have to roll for something?
Yes, you rolled deception.
I rolled a 19.
Whoa.
Nice.
25.
Okay. So I assume, Anthony, when you look up, you 100% believe that it's Janice standing in front
with
of you.
With my 6 perception right? score? Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what it is.
Yeah! Anthony!
I quickly stand and try to straighten out my feathers and wipe the tears from my everything and from the floor and just like try to push the big puddle of water under a table. And I go, Janice, what are you doing here?
Honey?
Anthony, I'm back! And then she falls down the stairs because she's not used to the shoes that she's wearing. And she lands at the bottom and flips her wig up. I'm just here to remind you that I'm actually kind of stinky and you're over-romanticizing me in your head.
Janice, what happened to your voice? What happened to your voice? Where's your extremely specific foreign but not quite racist accent?
Uh-oh. Give her a minute.
Oh, no. He actually believes that it's her. This is... probably not good.
Not racist.
Keep what? No, this is great.
Well, then, I happen to think that you are dreaming about me too much. I stink and I'm dumb.
I think this is offensive.
You're forgetting how annoying you are.
Wait, no, this is offensive.
there's that voice that I've dreamed of every night before going to sleep.
I'm awful. I'm terrible. You're remembering me wrong. I'm the worst.
How can you say that? Remember when we first met and you told me that people would take me more seriously if I stopped dressing like a bird and started dressing like a human? Remember how you told me to not hang out with my family anymore and my life would get better and that it did because you and I started seeing each other? Don't you remember that? That was great.
Oh my gosh, she does suck.
Did she really say that? I'm a monster!
No, you were my monster, though.
No! Do you think that... No, I'm actually... Alice is realizing she didn't maybe have a full plan.
Well, now that you're here, we can pick up where we left off. If you're coming back to me telling me that you're a monster, I assume that's like an apology. So I accept, of course, that we can get married again right now.
I'm not apologizing. I'm saying you're too good for me. It's time to let you go, then.
Off to the side, Jennifer jumps up on Chip's shoulder and he goes...
You have to fake her death.
I was just going to say that to her.
Chalice
is like 2 minutes into a song about how Anthony should move on and how he's too good for her.
It has to be an accident, all right?
It has to be an accident.
Oh, accident. An accident.
Go and live your life.
I run towards Janice and I It has to be an accident, right? So
yes.
I run and I accidentally throw my axe right at Chalice's head.
Two different rolls. Roll for performance first to see if you can sell that it looks like an accident.
Okay. Okay, 17.
Okay. And then roll an attack roll.
Okay. Oh, I rolled...
No.
Did you crit?
I did crit.
Oh my God.
Anthony, we're still level one at this point, so this is bad news.
I did crit.
Okay. How much damage did you do?
It's making a romance between our characters so much harder.
It's pretty clearly won't they right now, I think.
Yeah, won't they, won't they.
Okay. I rolled a 14 damage.
So 14 damage. Does that kill you, Chalice?
No.
Oh.
Okay. But it could believably kill you.
Yes. I'm hanging on by a thread. I'm dying, probably.
And I try and whisper, like, oh no, pretend to die. Pretend to be dead.
I can't believe you killed me, Chalice.
Pretend to be dead.
I can't believe you killed me.
I'll explain it all later.
Drag her away. She's got to die.
Oh my God, my friend killed me.
Oh no, she's dead.
Oh.
I assuming everybody is sort of standing next to each other, freaking out about this.
Yeah.
I, having just seen my almost fiance presumably die in front of me, I turn to the others with fire burning in my bird-like eyes.
Oh no.
And I slap my hands together and I say, women of the world, I call upon you. See what they have done.
Yes.
Joan Didion, help me! And I cast Burning Hands on every single creature in a 15-foot cone.
Oh,
you have to make
God.
A Dexterity 12 saving throw, or you take 3d6 fire damage, or half as much on a successful save.
Roll a d20, everybody.
17.
Yeah, I rolled a 15.
I rolled a 3.
So the first of you takes 3 damage. The second of you already have takes 4 damage. And then Beef, 11 damage.
Oh!
No! What have you done? She was just about to come around. It was finally happening to me. It was finally going to be my time.
Oh, no. Do we commit or do we tell him that this is fake?
Just in that moment, the front door bursts open and the real Janice walks in.
Honey, what?
Well,
I was thinking. Okay.
Let's hear it.
Anthony, I was thinking about it. And I was thinking about it. And I've missed you so much, my lovey dovey. Please. I was hoping you would come back with me and we can figure it out.
I run towards her and also throw my axe.
No.
No. No more accidents.
Okay. What'd you roll?
A 4 for performance and a 16 for attack roll.
So it looks extremely intentional.
So that hits. How much damage does it do to the real Janice?
8.
Janice, with an axe now sticking out of her, goes,
I don't know what you think you're doing here, but if you think you're going to keep me from reclaiming my little sad boy servant thing.
That's me.
No, she's a monster.
As you say she's a monster, you see 8 different legs come out of her back and kind of like envelop her.
Vindicated. I made the right choice. Yay, Chip.
So, Anthony, you are up next. What are you going to do? Who are you siding with?
So, this is the first time I've seen Janice's true form because she's never let me see her naked.
Intimate.
Because we were saving it for marriage. It's cool. It's great. Not upset about it at all. Definitely don't have a lot of repressed anxiety over it. So I see the same man attack what I assume to be the love of my life twice, this time extremely intentionally. And that overrides the fact that 8 legs just came out of her. So I'm going to point at Chip and I'm going to cast Hellish Rebuke, which is something that happens when technically it's supposed to be when a creature damages you, but I feel like emotionally you've damaged me.
I did.
So I point my hands at you and I say, all women are queens, and you have to make a dexterity saving throw. You have to beat a 12 dexterity, and you take 2d10 fire damage on a failed save or half as much damage on a successful save.
Okay, whether I fail or am successful, either way, I believe that all women are queens. So just let that be known.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
just because
yeah,
I threw
sure,
attacks at 2 different women, does that mean I don't believe all women are queens?
Wow.
I did roll a 9, and I assume that
you sound like a lot of guys I dated in my early 20s.
So you're going to take 8 damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, you get away from my soon-to-be wife.
Dude, you have no chance.
Did you hear? She said she wanted me back.
That's so mean.
No, go propose again. See
I
what
will.
Happens.
I'll
propose
as a
right
free,
now.
As a
see
free
what
action on my turn, I will draw. I will spend my movement to drop to one knee, making myself prone.
Yes.
And I'll say, Janice, now that I see you in your glory, in your multifaceted, multi-limbed glory, I am reminded that you are the most beautiful creature I've ever seen. And now there's just more of you to love. Will you do me the honor of being Mrs. Anthony Birch, Janice, whatever your last name is?
It's Panis. Now,
your voice change.
Voice change. Big
your voice
shift.
She's doing like an evil speech now. Now, here's the deal. I will accept your proposal. If you accept my counter proposal, you serve me for
I'll
all eternity.
I'll stop you right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. Yes, obviously. Does anything about
no,
my vibe make
Anthony.
You think I wasn't going to be into that? Yes, obviously, of course.
Oh, Anthony. Good, good. Now give us a kiss, just not on the lips.
Oh. I'll do it on the carapace.
Oh.
You know what, guys? Maybe they deserve each other. After watching all of that.
Chalice goes, she's like, obviously, maybe, she thinks maybe perhaps using her last words for this. Are we really, did we really deserve bottoms up if we let him be with a bad person? I know that he would probably give us a good review if we let him go off with her and do all the insurance claims, but we'd be bad people. Oh.
She's still alive. You're still alive.
She's still alive.
Not totally, though. Not totally, though.
What's your health? What's your health?
2.
At? Me too,
oh,
and I'm
shut
chilling.
Up.
Yeah, I'm almost dead too. He threw something
no, come
at
on,
me.
Get up, guys.
And we're all standing up.
Oh my God, Chalice, stand up.
Stand up.
Off the freaking ground.
I also fully didn't understand anything you said while you were on the ground. Did anyone get what she was saying?
Yeah, she's saying that we should help.
Oh, buggers.
I know.
Wait, we should help by let them be, or we should help by...
I don't know. He seems happy. Look at him. He's happy now. Look at him kissing her little belly or whatever the hell.
We spent the last month with this guy. We don't want him to be a servant for all of eternity to this monster.
We don't?
This is a real dilemma. He seems kind of happy. I don't know what... Jennifer, what do you think?
I don't know. This guy's fucking weirdo. Maybe he would just be happy. It's the happiest I've definitely seen in the whole time.
Jennifer has been eaten by this guy like 3 times. We can't trust Jennifer's opinion.
Jennifer, what does his heart look like on the inside?
Small.
Like the Grinch?
Yeah. It would take a true moment of pure love and friendship to make it grow 3 sizes, that's for sure.
Wait, that just gave me an idea. I think we, in unison, should go...
Rub our feet.
If she's what makes you happy, we are happy for you. We just want you to do what's best for you. And if that's staying with real, this is a little too long for unison, but.
We can do it.
Okay, let's all link arms. Mm-hmm. Chalice, you can stay seated.
Thank you.
Chalice, stand up. Are you serious?
Don't talk to me.
Is this about me stabbing you?
Is this about me stabbing you? Shut up, Chip.
All right.
Does it start with the word we?
Yeah, what was the first word?
I don't remember. I think it's we.
Okay.
Okay, I'm definitely ready.
I'm definitely, okay, I feel right. really
okay,
ready.
Okay, we're all ready.
Anthony.
We
just want Anthony. You to be Anthony. Happy.
Just
if
want happy.
If that's with
happy.
The real if Janet, that's, then if we're
that,
happy.
If she makes
but
you happy,
we just want what
then
that's okay. happy.
With us. And we love you.
The way you
and look. Just
you
come on over for dinner sometime.
We'll get you drinks
for the holidays together. That'd be fun.
And I would have a drink with you.
You don't need anybody. You've been playing second bassoon in your life's orchestra for a long time, and you've put in the work on yourself.
I don't remember that part at all.
Anthony pisses himself and has a heart attack.
Oh. Okay, so Janice shoots her web at Anthony's body and completely like wraps it up. Think Shelob in Lord of the Rings style and kind of like picks him up with her body. And then she goes, "Anyone comes between me and my prize is going to get a bite, and not a very unpoisonous one either."
Did you say prize?
Yes, this is my little prize that I have
here. Hope Anthony heard that. He really would love that.
No, it's...
He would love to hear that. No.
Don't you see? He should be with me. With me. It's where he's happiest, when he doesn't have to worry about making decisions for himself. He likes this better when I'm telling him what to do and abusing him.
Does he make you happy, Janice?
No, I'm never happy. I'm just a constant gaping hole of need. I constantly need more. There's nothing anyone could do to fill my hole.
I'll be the one to change that. I'm sure I can fix her.
Anthony, no.
Oh, he's so Anthony, tightly wrapped up like a little kid in his sleeping bag at a sleepover.
I feel very safe,
just
weirdly.
So cozy and happy.
Aww, he's kind of cute.
Can Chalice try something? I have an idea.
Sure.
I noticed that you have 8 legs. I think I might have something that you might enjoy. Beef, I'm sorry. Whoa. Have you ever heard of Dance Dance Revolution?
Never apologize to me. And he rips his clothes off and he's wearing like a full like tracksuit, black tracksuit.
Made out of sequins.
We're going to lose our high score for sure, but I think if she tried it, she would be fulfilled and she'd leave Anthony alone.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we cut to, are you taking the real
the whole
Janice
gang.
To-
the whole gang.
The whole gang.
Over.
To David Batista's?
Yeah.
To David Batista's.
Okay, you're at David.
Everyone politely walk in there in a good line.
Yeah, field trip. Anthony, a battle field trip. You've never done that?
Yeah. Everyone maintains their initiative order, but they all go.
Yeah, have you ever been in a combat like this where just completely derailed into a conversation that turned into a environment change to play a game?
Please say yes. Please say yes. Please say yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
We're making Dungeons and Daddies seem like a book about D&D. Like a by the
This is great. This makes me look like a fucking genius.
Oh, brother.
Okay, so the the whole gang, including everyone who was at Bottoms Up, also just got up with y'all and decided to head on over to Dave and Batista's to see what's going on. So now there's a pretty big, sizable crowd at Dave and Batista's watching Chalice and the real Janice play this version of Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah. So Beef is sort of dressed up for nothing.
Oh, I thought she was going to be... Is she on both of them?
Yeah, she's on both of them.
Because she has eight legs? So she can have one leg per button?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So the real Janice is straddling both sides of the game?
Yeah, she can, and she doesn't have to move or really dance because she has eight legs.
She could just press the,
Okay, cool. So the game fires up, and then the music, there's a little band of really small, like hamster-looking creatures who are inside, like a case inside this game, who are playing music with string instruments really fast. And the birds all start squawking and kind of raising off the air. And as soon as they start gaining a little bit of flight, you put your foot down on them, or in this case, one of the spider legs. And it starts off pretty easy and then starts warming up and getting a little bit quicker and quicker. What is that? What's like a classic Dance Dance Revolution song? Sandstorm?
The reflex is known as love.
Every time we touch, I get that feeling.
Anthony can start playing the song that he wrote in the bathroom.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Anthony.
He starts playing the fantasy version of Tub Thumpin' by Chumbawamba.
And quickly, the spider's legs keep going quicker and quicker and quicker. And you're getting the little hamster people inside the box are screaming things like,
"Perfect! Great job! Awesome!"
And the song finishes, and Janice is just left there, kind of breathing very heavily.
She did it!
She broke our high score!
You did it, honey.
Anthony, did you write that song?
I did, to try and get over you.
You must have a lot of love for me.
I feel like that's been my whole thing, yeah. I tried to, pretty much from day one, I was pretty clear on that, I thought, yeah.
Well, this is the closest I've ever been to understanding that. Love has been a very foreign concept for me, don't you see?
Oh. So you're in love with the Dance Dance Revolution machine is what you're breaking up with me a second time is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
But I want you to know that it is for your own good. I'm not someone who's capable of being a part of the relationship that you need. And I, for the first time, understand how much love you have to give. And another person would be very happy to have you.
Chalice, you kind of just did this thing like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, why is it working when she freaking does it?
I don't know. It's like almost the exact same thing.
I am having such a bad day.
This time I hear this, it kind of works. Like, but I hear you, something about the way that you say it. Your accent is just on the right side of not being racist enough that it really connects with my heart.
She said almost the exact same thing.
Chip, you think
you
I
said?
Don't know? You don't need to endear yourself to me right now. I'm still pissed at you.
Well, I feel like more alone than I ever have, but at the same time, less so, because all of you came together and helped my ex. Oh, it feels actually okay to say that this time. You helped my ex find happiness, and that's really kind. And I guess I know what it's like to have friends. Now, that said, I did spend a month in your bar, and there are a lot of pretty bad safety violations.
Some of those were your fault.
Okay, all right. Well, this hug, this is nice. So.
Yeah.
Somebody said something about a threesome.
Yeah, I can keep this wig on for a couple more.
Yeah, I don't have to be at work. Beef.
Yes, Beef, you do. It's
you do.
Disgusting.
Hey, guys, instead of Dance Dance Revolution, let's call it Janice Panis Revolution. And let's dance all night.
And we do. And we do.
And they do. The real Janice crawls up the wall and out through the chimney of Dave and Batista's. And leaves the rest of the gang there.
Yeah, hey man. I'm proud of you. That must have been really hard.
Yeah, it was a little hard, but...
Hey everyone! This week on the Patreon is part 2 of Beef's Improv Masterclass.
Unsurprisingly, we all end up in the middle of the woods during this one. Find this episode and more over on the Patreon. That's patreon.com/sitcomdnd. Have a great week!
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, and Grace Harper did the editing. And this week we were joined by Anthony Birch. Anthony is the wickedly talented DM of the podcast Dungeons & Daddies, now on their second season. I could go on all day about how great their show is, but in order to save some time, I'll just say this. It is my favorite podcast. A link to Dungeons & Daddies is in the show notes. For our LA friends, we have a Wet Bus live show coming up on Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. at the Skiptown Playhouse. Waleed, Aaron, and myself will be doing improv as Wet Bus, and Elizabeth will be doing solo characters. A link to buy tickets to the show can be found in the show notes as well. And that is not all. Elizabeth hosts a monthly show called The Illuminati Hour, and this month's show is on Saturday, May 21st at the Yard Theater at 9:30 p.m., and our very own Aaron Keefe will be performing improv with them as a guest. And as you may have guessed, a link to tickets for The Illuminati Hour can be found in the show notes as well. I think that's it for now. Until next week. And thanks, as always, for listening.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.